The city's expanded vaccine mandate takes effect today, with more municipal facilities requiring visitors to show proof of vaccination to be allowed inside. The expanded list of facilities agreed to by City Council earlier this month include facilities where visitors typically stay for longer periods of time, including Lionel E. Lalonde Center, specifically the areas used to host training events, meetings and conferences. The Collision Reporting Center is not included. All publicly accessible meeting rooms in city facilities, including council chambers, municipally owned community halls. This list builds upon those municipal recreational facilities for which the province already mandates vaccines to access. In these locations, anyone 12 years of age and older is now required to show proof of full vaccination or proof of vaccination that meets the criteria set out by the Ministry of Health. Municipal facilities where visits are briefer and more transactional do not require proof of vaccination, although face masks will continue to be required at all city facilities regardless of vaccination status or requirement. People are also asked to continue physical distancing, hand washing, covering coughs and sneezes with a tissue or sleeve, and remaining home if they are feeling unwell. City bylaw officers have taken an education-first approach toward enforcing COVID-related health rules thus far in the pandemic, with fines treated as a last-ditch effort. In addition to its vaccine mandate among members of the public visiting municipal facilities, the City of Greater Sudbury has a vaccination policy for staff and City Council members, which required they disclose their vaccination status by September 30 and be fully vaccinated with an accepted vaccine by November 15. City communication staff have indicated that an update regarding policy compliance would be issued within the next few days.